Well, here we are at 1:15 on Wednesday. Hard to believe we're in the middle of the week already. Hope you're planning on being in church if you can. Be good to be together and to hear the preaching of the Word of God. Tonight we'll be carrying on in the book of Isaiah, so I encourage you to be there. Today in our devotion, we want to carry on with due order where we started on Monday. We started with these two verses, 1 Chronicles 15, 12, and 13, and said unto them, ye are chief of the fathers of the Levites, sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto a place I have prepared for it. For because ye did it not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after due order. And you remember the story, David was bringing the ark back, and they didn't bring it back God's way. They put it on a cart, and the oxen were carrying it. And one guy thought it was going to fall off. Uzzah thought it was going to fall off. He put his hand up to stop it, which, you know, you would think would be a good thing. But it was against the law of God, and Uzzah ended up dying. And so it's very important for us to realize that God has a plan. God wants us to live that plan. God wants us to go that way. And at the time, it may not always seem to make sense, but it's always necessary that we go about living our lives God's way. So today, we're going to pick up with this thought of due order and talk about Jesus. Jesus said to the Pharisees that they were more worried about the outside because they were concerned about how people perceived them. They wanted the praise of men. The same people weren't worried about what was on the inside because no one could see that but God. What does it matter what God sees? What does it matter what I really am? As long as the people think I'm a good Christian, as long as they perceive me to be godly, as long as they think I'm right with God, as long as it looks like I'm right with God, as long as it looks like God is doing something, it doesn't matter if he really is, just so that it looks like it. What foolish self-deception. We must realize that we need to get things right in our heart. And as we live for Jesus in our heart, then all the other stuff is put in place. In 1 Samuel 16, and verse number 7, we read, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. This verse is not saying that God's not concerned about the outside. If he's unconcerned, he wouldn't have put dress standards in the Bible, things like that. If he was unconcerned, he wouldn't have told people about how they ought to live their lives and how they ought to put God first in all that they do. If God didn't care, he wouldn't have made the outside so important. But God does care. But God cares that that outside is affected because of the inside. Because we desire a closer walk with God. Because we desire to read his word. Because we desire to pray. And the outside needs to be a reflection of the inside. That because we're getting closer to him, we want to be more like him. The Pharisees had it backwards. The Pharisees, they were worried about the outside. They wanted, everybody to see what was on the outside. The truth of the matter is they weren't worried about what was on the inside. We need to always make sure that we're emphasizing the inside and not the outside. That's truly our plan and our desire that we would put Jesus first on the inside. And that will change the outside. Everything on the outside will fall in line as long as Jesus is in his proper place on the inside. God is concerned about the outside, but the inside is the primary thing. The first thing for which God is looking in Psalms 51 and verse 6, the Bible says, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. David, one of the great men of God, penned that for us. It was David's cry as he was pleading with God. He said, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. David wasn't saying, hey, make my clothes look right, and hey, make my hair look right, and hey, this, and hey, that. And David was talking about the inside of man. David was concerned about the inside. When he came to God, it was not just a matter of perception. He was coming to God to get cleansed on the inside, to get right on the inside. If we get right on the inside, the outside will conform. The outside will be in conformity to the inside. But I could put on a veneer to cover a corrupt spirit, I could take some little flimsy cabinet and put oak veneer on it to make it look good. I could also take a little flimsy, frivolous life and an old wicked heart and put some Christian veneer on the outside and make it look like something it's not. But God knows the difference. When the inside is right, the outside will follow suit, even if it doesn't do so immediately. God gives the due order in building. First you count the cost, then you build. Integrity says, if I'm going to do it, I plan on paying for it. I may die before it's paid for, but Jesus may come before it's paid for. But when I enter into this thing, I enter in with concern, with the idea that I would pay every penny for it. In Luke chapter 14, verse 28, the Bible says, for which of you, intending to build the tower, setteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it? It is a reproach to start something and not finish it. Jesus said, figure out whether you can afford it first, then start it. He also eliminated the matter of faith. He does not rule out trusting God to help meet a need. He does not rule out believing that God will help me if I know in my heart it's his will. I'm not talking about getting carnal, materialistic, and getting to where everything is dollars and cents and there's no faith. That's an extreme position. But you'd better not build on projected income. You better not build on an unstable economy. You better be building on a principle that you know God is going to honor. And you better be building on what you know is there and what you know you can do. The first thing that you can do is count the cost and then build. A lot of people build and then they say, I wonder how we're going to pay for this. Or they build and they say, we can't pay for this. It'll be a reproach to God's name in the community. I remember as we got ready to build here at Shawnee Mission Baptist Temple, all the studies we had to go through. We had to project income in the first year. We had to project and show where we were at that time. We had to project how much the building was going to cost, and on and on and on and on. It's not just something you walk out, pick up some sticks, and decide you're going to start building a building. It takes counting the cost. God didn't say don't build a tower. God said count the cost first. Don't start what you can't finish. Find out what the will of God is. Build what you can afford to build. Build what you ought to build. Build what God wants you to build. Then God will take you, will take care of you and it. Some folks have tried to build without first counting the cost, and they have given God a black eye. In John 6:66, a bunch of disciples started to follow Jesus, but they turned back and walked no more with him. They didn't finish what they started. They said, oh my, did you hear the last sermon? I'm not paying that price. I'm not going to do that to serve God. This is a hard saying. Who can hear it? If God expects that much out of me, I'm turning back. They started the build. They didn't count the cost first. Before you make a decision, count the cost. Make the decision. Do the right thing. Don't be afraid to make a decision or take a stand. Don't be afraid to surrender to the will of God. Don't be afraid to build. But the first thing you better do is that you better pray. The first thing that you better do is count the cost. The first thing you better do is get the mind of God and see if you can finish what you're starting. It's not always what God wants us to do that is the problem. It's what he wants us, it's when he wants us to do it. Because sometimes we get ahead of God to our own hurt. In Luke chapter 14 and verse 31, Jesus said, the first thing I'm supposed to do before entering battle is to evaluate the enemy, then go to war. He said, what king going to make war against another king setteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? God did not tell me not to go to war. He said, get counsel from those around, figure out the battle plan, decide whether or not you can win the battle that you pick. That's not for us to pick our time or the place. It's God's choosing. We need to be surrendered to him. We need to select according to what he would have us to select, that we might fight the good fight and win the battle according to the Lord. And so we're going to stop there and come back tomorrow and finish up with this thing called Due Order. I hope and pray that it's been a blessing to you. We'll look forward to Friday. We'll have Thankful Friday and looking forward to that. I'm praying that the good Lord will bless you and keep smiling, walking with him, and we'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.